An Appeal to Fathers and Mothers, 1911. I am instructed, fathers and mothers, a very solemn work is yours. You are engaged in a work most weighty with results. Some carry a more heavy accountability because of their profession of faith. All who have claimed to believe the truth, are you sanctified through obedience to the truth, to carry out its holy principles of true conversion in your families? I have a word of warning to give to all families who have claimed to be sons and daughters of God, fathers and mothers especially. Light has been given me that there are many families having their names on the church record who are not laborers together with God, who fail to meet their accountability to God as faithful, exemplary believers. Read the first chapter of Paul's epistle to the Romans. Read this whole chapter. Here is a true experience outlined by Paul, an experience I am charged to give you. There is a work greatly neglected in our churches. I am to present this solemn subject and charge all fathers and mothers to seek the Lord and to awaken to their responsibilities which many households have strangely left out of their religious experience in their home life. This is a work you cannot neglect and be guiltless. Fathers, mothers, this is light given me in representations. I am to charge you to take up your strangely neglected work. This whole chapter I am to declare to those who have failed to obey the truth in righteousness. There is a class who need to become cleansed from every species of iniquity. Their knowledge of the truth will not cleanse them from all iniquity, because they do not understand the work to be done through the sanctifying grace of God in the home. There are individuals who claim to believe the truth, but in their works deny the practical truth that, if believed, would sanctify the heart of the receiver. The truth is held as their supposed belief, but they deny the same in their works. It is high time that ministers who preach the word shall be sanctified through the belief of the truth. Our churches need a thorough work done in them. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. Romans 1, verse 16 to 19. It is time every family should be converted. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men and women who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Weigh this whole chapter. This chapter is to be read. Take particular notice of all that is specified in this chapter. Mark verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. This whole, verse 19, needs to be particularly understood. Verse 20 needs careful attention. Read this entire chapter until you can grasp its particular meaning. This whole chapter is to be given in its full force. I will leave you to take the whole scriptures. This whole chapter, this first chapter of Romans, is to come in decidedly, to bear its full force. I must now cease writing. It is time I was sleeping. Take Corinthians, commencing from the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. Read carefully this chapter. Much may be brought into your careful study. Read the second chapter, also the third chapter. Here are the special chapters that I was to urge upon you. I tell you in the name of the Lord, unless you humble your hearts before God, you will not have your names placed in the book of life. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1. Take this whole chapter. This is full of instruction given me. Now, ministers of the gospel, here is the reproof given to all our churches, wherever they are located. Read these chapters in every church. Ministers, I present to you this representation as a necessity for you to receive. For your soul's sake, seek the truth. Read these scriptures. I call your minds to the searching of the scripture. Read these chapters, for I shall have them copied. They are essential. Read the epistles to the Corinthians. I have pursued this subject as far as I can. I speak to the church on the hillside. It is only a short distance. I cannot complete the finishing of my appeal.